Jonathan Harker's Journal, 30th of October. At 9 o'clock, Dr. Van Helsing, Dr. Seward, and I called on Messrs. Mackenzie and Steinkopf, the agents of the London firm of Hapgood. They had received a wire from London in answer to Lord Godalming's telegraphed request, asking them to show us any civility in their power. They were more than kind and courteous, and took us at once on board the Tsarina Catherine, which lay at anchor out in the river harbour. There we saw the captain, Donaldson by name, who told us of his voyage. He said that in all his life he had never had so favourable a run.
"Man," he said, "but it made us afeard, for we expected that we should have to pay for it with some rare piece of ill luck, so as to keep up the average. It's no canny to run from London to the Black Sea, where wind ahint ye as though the devil himself were blowing on your sail for his ain purpose. And all the time we could not spare a thing. Gin we were nigh a ship, or a port, or a headland, a fog fell on us and trouble with us, till when, after it had lifted, and we looked out, the devil a thing could we see. We ran by Gibraltar without being able to signal, until we came to the Dardanelles and had to wait to get our permit to pass. We never were within hail or aught. Well, at first I inclined to slack off sail and beat about till the fog was lifted. But whilst I thought that if the devil was minded to get us into the Black Sea quick, he was like to do it whether we would or no. If we had a quick voyage, it would be no to our miscredit with the owners or no hurt to our traffic. And the old man who had served his ain purpose was be decently grateful to us for no hindering him."
This mixture of simplicity and cunning, of superstition and commercial reasoning, aroused Van Helsing, who said,
"Mine friend, that devil is more clever than he is thought by some, and he know when he meet his match."
The skipper was not displeased with the compliment, and went on,
"When we got past the Bosphorus, the men began to grumble. Some of them, the Rumanians, came and asked me to heave overboard a big box which had been put on board by a queer-looking old man just before we'd started for London. I'd seen them spear at the fellow and put on their 2 fingers when they saw him to guard against the evil eye. Man, but the superstition of foreigners is perfectly ridiculous.